Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. A very happy Wednesday to you. It is a game time decisions here on this 19th of February. I'm Joe Ranieri. I appreciate you stopping by as we get ready for a little hump day action and a busy one at that in college basketball. 51 games on tap for our viewing and betting pleasure. And we've got, well, one of those little something for everyone kind of nights. We've got major conference games, including all eyes going to be on how does Alabama bounce back after a loss to number one Auburn on their own home court. Well, it ain't going to be easy because they got to travel to Missouri to take on what many people believe could very well be the disruptor in the SEC tournament coming up in a few weeks. Alabama and Missouri is going to be one of your main focuses here tonight. But we do have, of course, the other side of that with how about them number one Auburn Tigers here. They're going to be in action a little bit later tonight against John Calipari and his Arkansas Razorbacks. Can Auburn not have a letdown here after a great road win against the Crimson Tide? You also have the Big Ten in action here tonight as Oregon will be traveling to take on the falling knife known as the Iowa Hawkeyes. Can Oregon, off a great home win against Rutgers over the weekend on Sunday, can they continue their winning ways? Can they take it on the road? Can they go to Iowa and handle business there tonight? You also have, of course, the Big 12 in action, as well as the ACC. So we've got some games across the mid-major conferences, not to mention the big conferences, and it'll all culminate with a big West Coast battle tonight in the West Coast Conference when Gonzaga heads to Pullman to take on Washington State. Can the Zags, who aren't often looking up on the leaderboard, that's exactly what they are, as St. Mary's certainly has their number, but St. Mary's in action tonight against Portland. They're laying 24 or 25, but the Zags, well, they can ill afford to have any sort of letdown in this spot. We've seen nothing but Washington State money come in to this particular point. Gonzaga opened up as a 13-point favorite, as a road favorite, no less. But they are heading to Washington State, after all. And in Pullman, it seems to be the only place Washington State can actually win some games. So the money continuing to roll in on Washington State. I'm now seeing 11s, in fact, and 11.5s in the marketplace. So market seems to think, yeah, the Zags may win, but that doesn't necessarily mean they are going to cover. We do have a bunch of games getting ready to tip off here in the early window, including Massachusetts and VCU underway, as is Wofford and VMI. The Big Ten battle that is early coming up here in just about 20 minutes is going to be a tale of two teams heading in different directions. You've got Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, who started off 2 of 7 in Big Ten play. How's that treating you, Nebraska? Well, they're on the road taking on Penn State, who is just absolutely falling apart here down the stretch. 0-5 straight up and against the number down the stretch here in the month, end of January and February. Meanwhile, you have Nebraska trending in the right direction as they have won after starting 2-7 in conference play. Well, they've won 5 of their last 6. They'll take it to Happy Valley here tonight. And with Penn State season, and if we're being honest, all but over at this point, and it kind of is all but over as they are sitting with a 3-12 record in the Big Ten right now. And they have absolutely, well, they have 1 win over a top 50 opponent, and just 3 top 100 teams have they actually beaten this year. So Penn State kind of have done somewhat well against the bottom feeders, but when it comes to the quality teams, they have yet to actually beat any of them. So Nebraska has seen a lot of money come their way. They opened up as a dog of 1, 1.5, but overnight and all day today, we are seeing this number being driven up to -1.5 for the Nebraska Cornhuskers here. Can Fred Hoiberg and the boys get it done against a, what we call, you don't want to catch a falling knife? Well, Penn State is a falling knife. I don't know that I'd expect great things from bad teams, especially at home right now with the way they are playing. We also welcome back the NBA tonight. After what was, and I was, we were on air, in fact, in-game live. We had a very special in-game live Sunday night as we covered the NBA All-Star Game. And I had the pleasure of hanging with our good friend Brady Cannon covering the game for you here on the Sports Grid Network. And I was fascinated to see, listen, I'm all for teams, sports, leagues, trying different things, trying to evolve. And I was very curious to see what this built-in All-Star Game tournament was going to look like. And what I did not expect is that they would mix in a couple of basketball moments with a whole lot of Kevin Hart. I did not expect that. And ultimately, the whole thing fell flat because the championship game between the two teams, the two favorites, was over before it started. And I think at last look, we had a little over 3 hours of a NBA All-Star show on a Sunday night, and we had less than 45 minutes of actual basketball within those 3 hours. And my question was, what are the ratings going to be? Because the ratings will tell us everything. Were the people at home, were you watching it? Were you consuming it? Did you think it was a great alternative than what we had had in previous years where nobody understood the rules really, and we were getting teams that played no defense and we were getting 350, 400 points? Well, the answer is finally in, as we did get those rating numbers earlier today. And the word that is being used is absolutely abysmal, as it was one of the lowest rated All-Star games for the NBA that we have gotten in years. Down, and this is saying something, down what, 18% from just a year ago. And if you can tell me what we got a year ago on a Sunday in the All-Star game in the NBA, I'll buy you lunch, because I'm not sure anybody remembers. So for it to be that unmemorable, and then you have almost a 20% drop in ratings on top of that of what was already bad a year ago, yeah, the NBA better figure it out, because I'll tell you what, the NHL has figured it out, and they figured it out in a big way with the Four Nations face-off, which, of course, the final tomorrow when Team USA and Team Canada get ready to do battle again. We'll have much more on that, plus plenty of plenty of college basketball action still to go. A full slate of NBA tomorrow. We'll get to that Lakers-Hornets game. Come back and join us. We're just getting started. Game time decisions continue.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
He's here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you hanging with us here as we are off and running a 51-game slate in college hoops tonight underway. A couple of games. Next up will be that Big Ten battle between Nebraska and Penn State as Nebraska looks to solidify their season record and get that coveted invite, not only to the Big Ten championship tournament, but as well as a possibility of participating in March Madness. But they got to be able to beat teams like Penn State tonight, even on the road, if that's going to happen. We also have one NBA game back in action as they continue to lick their wounds with having the second least watched NBA All-Star game in the history of the event. That happened this past Sunday. So thank goodness regular season basketball is back. Lakers and the Hornets are getting ready to tip off a little bit later. And of course, all eyes will be on a hopefully a rejuvenated LeBron James as well. He was a late scratch in that whatever that thing was that they put together on Sunday. He did not participate. And let's be honest, any All-Star game regarding NBA players and does not include Luka Doncic is pretty laughable on a whole lot of different levels. However, Luka has had a little extra time now to heal up, and him and LeBron will be taking center stage here tonight and see if they can't get back into their winning ways as they headed into the All-Star break, rolling, to say the least, here across the board and doing much better than many people thought they were going to do. And now they have a lineup without Anthony Davis, but they do have Luka, and Luka and LeBron are 11.5, 12-point favorites tonight in this game. And if we're being honest, how in the world are the Hornets, who can't score? I don't even know if the Hornets are going to get 90 points in this game. But this does feel like a good opportunity to back Luka coming out of the break here. Maybe his three-pointers made, maybe LeBron's three-pointers made, maybe the Lakers team total. All of those sound like a good way in order to make some money. However, it's not just the NBA and college hoops. In addition to pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training facilities around the country, we do have one final NHL All-Star game that's got to take center stage tomorrow in the conclusion of the Four Nations face-off, which, if we're all being honest, was a hell of a lot more exciting than any sort of NHL All-Star Game weekend or three-on-three or whatever else they think they were going to put together. The NHL nailed it. The NBA has to go back to the drawing board. But round two between Team USA and Team Canada stepping in to try to point us in the right direction here is our good friend George Kurtz. And George, I saw the ratings numbers come out just for the first game between Team Canada and Team USA, and they were off the charts for an ABC-covered NHL game in the middle of February. It was amazing. I think tomorrow night's is going to get even more eyeballs. And I think the NHL has nailed it. Now, having said that, Team USA won in Canada. There's Team Canada return a favor here at the Boston Garden when it's all said and done.
Well, this is going to be a completely different type of game, right? Because let's face it, this we even have controversy here. Quinn Hughes, who apparently he was on his way to Boston yesterday. Oh, no, he's not. He's practicing with Vancouver Canucks. Well, maybe he'll come today. Oh, no, he's not. He hasn't even been medically cleared to play. What the hell is going on here? All right, so he's not going to play tomorrow. You got the Tkachuks, right? I guess you would say the heartbeat, the motor of Team USA. Both missed last game. Tkachuk got hurt in the game, didn't come back yet to the first period. Brady didn't practice yesterday. Matthew's definitely playing. Brady's playing as well here. But how healthy are they? They're just taking a day off, just making, you know, hey, there's no reason to play in a meaningless game Monday. Let's see what happens. They will not have Charlie McAvoy, probably their best defensive defenseman, all right? And maybe even more important than anything, of this, Cale Makar, who did not play Saturday night when Team USA beat Team Canada, will play tomorrow. You know, so once again, you know, Team Canada is very good as it is. You know, I've said it before, I think they have a better offense than Team USA. It's top heavy, but it's better. I think they have a better defense than Team USA. Once again, not by a lot, but by enough, it's going to come down to goaltending. If Jordan Binnington is good, doesn't need to be great, Joe, if he's good, Team Canada wins the game. Yeah, if Binnington's below good, well, then here we go. We know Hellebuyck is a better goaltender than Binnington. They need him to play well. He didn't go on Saturday. He did on Saturday night, right? Gave up one goal. They won 3-1 here. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. And you're right. This theoretically should blow away the ratings of Saturday.
I think it will. You know, both teams obviously now going to have to deal with some absences, some key players not going to be available to them. We know that Austin Matthews and Matt Tkachuk both did not play in Monday's game, but they did apparently practice today, right? But Brady was not on the ice, so fingers crossed there. Something tells me that if Matt's playing, Brady's going to do everything in his power to get on the ice, and it does sound like Austin Matthews, Matt Tkachuk will be there. I will assume Brady will figure out a way to get on the ice. But even though this really, truly doesn't mean anything in the scope of things, don't tell the players on both of these teams that, because these players don't like one another, George, and that's what it's supposed to be about, isn't it?
Yes, it is what it's supposed to be about. This has been a great tournament, much better than an all-star game where they would have played 3-on-3 and nobody would have cared. It would have been a joke, sort of like what the Pro Bowl used to be in the NFL. We all saw what the NBA all-star game was like over the weekend. This has been great. My only complaint, Joe, is next time, the Russians have to be involved. The Czechs have to be involved.
Yes. Right?
You can't call this the best of the best if you don't have the – I don't care what you think about the Russians. That's Vasilevsky, Panarin, Kaprizov, Ovechkin. They have to be involved. This should be great. It's a great tournament. It's been a lot of fun, much better than I had anticipated. I love it.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, too, by the way, when you get these two teams against one another in this kind of play tournament, the home team is 0-6. Team USA is the home team. Guys, we'll have more on it as Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, joined again by our good friend George Kurtz as we get ready for the finale tomorrow as the four nations face off. A huge success for the NHL during this All-Star break week here. It will culminate with the crowning of a champion here, and it does feel a lot more important than some sort of, you know, weird, nobody wants to be here. No, that was the NBA. I'm sorry. This feels a lot more important, and it feels like it's got some juice to it. The question is, George, at nearly a pick'em price, total 5.5, which I think is intriguing, how do we approach betting this tomorrow outside of Team USA, Team Canada? What's the best way to look at this tomorrow night?
I think it's I took Team Canada earlier in the week because of all the injuries to Team USA. Back when, you know, we didn't know about the Tkachuks. We didn't know about Austin Matthews. Charlie McAvoy, we didn't know about. It looks like I said, you already said it. I think only McAvoy's not playing. He's definitely not playing. The other three, I think, are going to go, including Brent. So maybe we're not as worried about the injuries here. I'm going to take Team Canada. Remember, game one Saturday night was a 3-1 USA victory, but no Cale Makar. They had those guys. McAvoy did play here. It was a close game. Canada scored the first goal, McDavid, and then that was it. I think McDavid scores again, Joe. McDavid is the best player in the world, right? He wants to win. He wants to win. He's not going to be looking to doodle a pass and get a pretty play. He's going to want to put the puck in the back of the net here. So I'm going to have I had it in game one. I'm going to do it for game two as well. McDavid, anytime goal scorer. I'm going to take Team Canada to win, and I'm going to take the under. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I do not think we're getting three fights in the first 9 seconds again, all right? Teams can't take that chance. They don't want these players off the ice, and you don't want to take a chance that they call an instigated penalty either here. It's going to be a close game, all right? I don't think it's going to be a blowout one way or the other. If Team USA wins, it's likely, you know, it could get four goals because that means Binnington maybe didn't play well. If Team Canada wins, and I think Team Canada does, I think it has to be a close game. It has to be a 3-2 game. If it's a shootout, that sort of plays in Team USA's favorite because Hellebuck's the better goaltender and Binnington became a sieve that night.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be must-watch television for sure. Also, George, I understand that there's baseball to watch this week, too. And I believe it starts, is it tomorrow that we have an opportunity to dabble in some MLB here? Are you excited for this or what?
It's like preseason football. Definitely excited for it. Ask me, you know, 10 days from now, I'm like, this has to end. When's the regular season start? It's just the way it is. All right, but yeah, we want to see baseball. Tomorrow the Dodgers and Cubs play. I think it's a 1 o'clock, it might be 1 o'clock Eastern, somewhere around there, or maybe 1 o'clock their time. But yes, I'll be watching. When I say I'm going to bet the game, I am. All right, I'm a little jonesing. I'm only a baseball, football, hockey guy. I haven't had anything for a couple of days. It'll be a small bet, just something to watch the game here. I assume the game will be on MLB Network or something like that. I'll take the Dodgers. There's no rhyme or reason for it. All right, I can't give you any analytics. All right, there's nothing there. Nope. Other than it's the Dodgers, World Series champs, blah, blah, blah. They open up against the Cubs, not only for spring training, but also for the regular season, March 18th in Tokyo. You know, so what's that going to be? Emanaja versus Yamamoto. So we'll see who's going to pitch tomorrow. Not that it matters. Where are they going to go? One inning, maybe two tomorrow. Right? There's no really way to judge this. You know, Yankees open up on Friday. Now, listen, I'll be betting the Yankees Friday as well. They're open Friday afternoon, and I know I'll be watching that game.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I know exactly who's going to be watching that game. I saw, of course, the Dodgers win total this year, 103.5, George, sound about right to you here. And I guess the big question is, if not the Dodgers, then who in that West division, right? I mean, the pitching is very interesting now that they've made more additions here. Who is it? If it's not the Dodgers winning 105 games, then what are we going to get? It can't get much worse for them than it was a year ago when it came to injuries and those types of things, and it didn't seem to matter.
I don't know if it matters this year either. All right, if they get all those injuries. I mean, you got Yamamoto, Ohtani, Snell, Glasnow, Sasaki, Gonsolin, May, Kershaw is back, right? The Miller, too, haven't given up on him. So, yeah, they should have been in the division here. But if you tell me who's the second best team, I like Arizona. Yeah. I like what they've done. Yeah, they may have lost Walker, all right, but you added Corbin Burns here. I think they're still going to hit just fine. Not really worried about it. Yeah, Josh Naylor to replace Walker. That's a pretty good replacement. Ketel Marte was an MVP last year. Suarez played maybe a little bit out of his head there. Corbin Carroll should have a better year, at least a better start here. I like the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't think they're better than the Dodgers, but they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they 104 wins is a lot. Are they capable? Yes. But to your point, George, they were more than capable of winning that last year, and they only got to 98. So a lot will have to go right to get there. It starts tomorrow, though. George, we appreciate it. Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in on this Wednesday now, the 19th of February, with Major League Baseball just around the corner. March Madness will be here soon enough. And, of course, the NBA back in action tonight after whatever that was over the weekend, All-Star break. I have no idea. NHL as well will be back soon enough. So we've got a little something for everybody coming up. And no better place to start than college hoops here tonight. And who better to break the games down with than our good friend K.W. Kenny White, the wizard in the house. While we hoped Chris Thurston could be here, he had to do this thing called work. How dare him not be able to make it here tonight for us, but that's okay. I've got a couple of his best bets that we'll talk about as well. But Kenny, let's dive in with college hoops here. We only got about four games left here before the conference tournaments for most teams. And tonight we've got one getting ready to tip off here between Nebraska and Penn State. And boy, do we have two teams going in different directions here. Nebraska didn't start out well in the Big Ten this year, but they seem to have righted the ship, while Penn State wishes the season was over. And quite honestly, if we're going to take Nebraska serious, you got to be able to win a game like this even on the road tonight, don't you, Kenny?
Yeah, you do, Joe. And I apologize giving you one on game time. I'm going to give you one more at the end. I'm going to give you four college games since I got this game time. But I like Nebraska. Penn State right now, they're in the bottom three of the conference, which the bottom three is out and the year is over with. They've got a little time to get out. And this is a big game for Penn State, but it is for Nebraska as well. The top nine teams get a bye in the conference tournament. And right now, Nebraska is tied for eighth. A loss in this game pushes Nebraska into a play-in game. So I think this gets their attention enough that they come to play. I've got them 8 points better. I can't imagine who's going to Penn State games right now with a team who's 3-12 in the conference. Very little home court. I think Nebraska's the far better team. And you mentioned it, going in opposite directions. Cornhuskers 5-1. In their last six games, they're playing good basketball. I think they got to get this one tonight. They play Michigan next. They know Michigan's really good. They got to get the one they can win first before they play Michigan. I think they handle Penn State easily.
Yeah, poor Penn State. Just they can't get to the free throw line. They can't score, and I just don't see them getting to the free throw line enough to be able to handle Nebraska. I'm with you on that one here, Kenny. Another game coming up, interesting too. Two blue bloods of sorts. Providence getting ready to take on Georgetown. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Georgetown big man there, the freshman Sorber, who had left Saturday's game with an injury and dealing with some sort of turf toe. I don't know if he is going here tonight, but judging from some of the line movement here, I don't think he is. Either way, is it Providence or pass or Georgetown or pass? How do you approach this game?
Well, Sorber's a freshman, and I only have him worth 1 point to the betting line. So if they're going to lack a little less depth than they normally would. They normally they play 2 6'11" kids side by side, so they're going to go more with a traditional power forward if Sorber is out. Now, Providence had two starters miss their last game that they are both questionable. They may not play as well, and if they don't play, it's a much bigger deal to Providence than it is Georgetown. However, Joe, this is the reasoning for my play. Ed Cooley, one of the better college basketball coaches, he's one of my favorites, has yet to beat his old team since leaving Providence and going to Georgetown. I think the kids rally around that, but they're also going to rally around the fact that Ed Cooley's mom just passed away. He said he's going to coach this game because it's very important to him, and then he'll head back to where his mom is from and head to the funeral. So Georgetown's got a lot going on there. I really believe that they're going to play for the coach in this spot. Being at home, some really focused kids. I really like Georgetown and things that are going on there. So, yeah, give me the Hoyas minus the points. I think they win for their coach tonight.
All right, thinking of getting it done there for the coach. And, boy, it would be that would be great to see that come to fruition. Plus one now I'm starting to see as the money is coming in on Providence as Georgetown opened up as a three-point favorite. All right, so let's go a little further down the card here. How about Murray State? They figured out how to turn the power back on after getting that game canceled on Sunday against Northern Iowa. They played it on Monday. Didn't really matter. They probably should have kept the lights off because Northern Iowa handed business against Murray State. But they got an opportunity to take down Southern Illinois here tonight. 1.5 Murray State as the favorite. What are you thinking about this one?
Well, Joe, they're not playing at Murray State tonight, and that's why I like this game.
Shocker.
They are playing at Southern Illinois. They are the home team. They're playing at Southern Illinois' home court tonight. And I have these teams rated very equally with 4 points for Southern Illinois' home court. I think they should be a four-point favorite in the basketball game. There's also revenge. They've already played in this spot. And Murray State did win the previous battle 74-64. And again, I think they're very evenly matched. Murray State had a good game that night. These two teams are both 7-9 in the conference. They are tied for eighth place. This game is not being played at Murray State. It's at Southern Illinois. They should be the favorite in that game. I should have looked up to see what Southern Illinois was favorite in the first battle because they probably were. But I'm on the Salukis here plus that 1.5.
Yeah, so they did not figure out the power issues on campus there at Murray State, apparently, as that game has once again gotten shifted for them. All right, CT dropped a couple of bets in here. Let me get your thoughts on them, Kenny. The first one that he liked, it makes sense. Auburn coming off of that unbelievable win on the road against Alabama. Now they're home taking on a desperate Arkansas team. And that is a boatload of points. What was it, 16 last I checked, 16.5 points. You know the public's going to love themselves some Auburn. CT's leaning towards taking them points here with Arkansas. What did you think about this game?
Yeah, Joe, I think it's a situational spot that we could find Auburn coming out flat. I played Arkansas in the first half plus 10. And I still think there's 9.5s out in the market, but I'd rather go with the Razorbacks in the first 20 minutes of the game. And I think they hang close at halftime. You know who's going to make the better adjustments. I think it'll be Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, that's I'm with you there. And then, of course, the other big game is that Alabama squad that really, the more and more I watch them, the more and more it's just like they got one way to beat you, Kenny. And if the shots aren't falling, guess what? They're not beating you. They're not winning. And now they got to go to a very tough place to play in Missouri against a team that I don't want. Did we undervalue them? Is Missouri playing above their head? Either way, kind of hard not to look at the home team in this one.
Yeah, you know, anytime you come off a big game like that in a rivalry, the Iron Bowl basketball game is always big. And when you lose that game, sometimes it's just as big that you won it in emotions for the kids. But it can go either way sometimes. You can be super pissed and come out and play a much better game and more focused. But I'm leaning to where CT is thinking that Alabama could be a little flat to start this game.
I agree. Yeah, not a bad look there early and often in that game. All right, we're going to have a another game we're going to break down with Kenny White. We're going to talk a big slate in college, women's college games here tonight. Nobody does it better than Kenny on the hardwood for the ladies. And then, of course, we'll get his thoughts because, you know, college baseball is underway. A lot of rainouts here today. But if you ever had any interest in college baseball, we're going to talk.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Kenny White returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Plenty of action on the hardwood here tonight, both men's and ladies college hoops action tonight. We'll head back to the men's side, and we welcome back our good friend Kenny White here. And Kenny, a late night game, which seems to be getting a whole lot of interest, and Gonzaga on the road heading to Pullman to take on Washington State, who, let's be honest, if we're ever going to bet Washington State, it's probably going to be when they're home. Not very good on the road. Gonzaga has good old St. Mary's, their kryptonite, on deck here. I saw this as high as 13.5. I'm now seeing 11.5, Kenny. So the market is not convinced that the Zags aren't looking ahead to that game against St. Mary's. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I believe that people are looking at Washington State 9-3 at home this year against the spread. Against the spread, I got to preface that because it's been a losing year for them. But I'm playing the Zags, Joe, for one reason. I know they play St. Mary's next. The Zag fans travel extremely well. They bring 10 to 12,000 people to Vegas for the conference tournament. These two schools are 79 miles apart. There will be more Gonzaga fans in the crowd than Washington State basketball fans. There is no doubt about it. This will be a Gonzaga home game, and I have them 24 points better on a neutral. And you're going to tell me it's a Gonzaga home game. That's what I'm telling you it is. It's a Zag home game tonight. So I already laid 13. I'll lay 11.5. I'll take the shot, lay more. And if I got to play in game, I'll play in game. But Gonzaga, the far better basketball team. They did win by 13 the first time they played at home. I think this will be a game that the Zags win by 20.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's for the first time in a long time, Kenny, I'm with you. The Zags, obviously, an at-large bid, not a guarantee anymore. You know, the West Coast Conference is not in the bag. So all of a sudden, the Zags, they need style points. They need to win. And they've been doing it in a big, big way over the last month of the season here. So I'm with you here. If the Zags put it together, they will run over Washington State here tonight in this game here. And it's so funny because nothing seems to be guaranteed for the Zags anymore right now. But welcome to the new era of college hoops. And by the way, I wanted to mention last time you were on, you took my Oklahoma State Cowboys, and boy, they got absolutely destroyed at home against Texas Tech. Maybe not necessarily a shock, as I had to watch that and throw up at the same time. But I do think Oklahoma State, Kenny, has a game and a team tonight. They might actually be able to beat in Stillwater at Galaga-Iba, and that being the reeling UCF Knights here. It was a pick'em earlier today. I think we're up to 1.5. Might tonight be a good time to look at my Oklahoma State Cowboys here?
Yeah, Joe, I'm right on the number in that game. It should be a fun game to watch, though. Two teams that really can push the pace. It's going to be up and down. And that Central Florida team can really score. They just have problems stopping opponents. I think Oklahoma State will put up plenty here. I think both teams get into the 80s, and the total right around 160. I think it goes over the total.
Like that. Up and over in Stillwater here tonight. All right, on the women's side, Ken, loaded slate here tonight. One game coming up you had mentioned earlier, BYU, I believe, in Arizona, getting ready to go on the women's side here. One of the lower, I guess, spreads of the night, 7.5. I guess that's saying something. We get some monster numbers on this side of the board here, but BYU worth taking the 7.5 in this one?
Yeah, I'm on BYU. I took the points with them. They do have home revenge from this year. They lost an earlier contest, 57-53, a close one. These two teams are pretty similar in talent, so I do like it that I'm getting 7.5 in this contest. I don't have a lot of notes written down about these college games. But it's been a very, very good sport for me. Very glad that I handicapped it. I'm about 60% on the sides this year. I also took Houston, Joe, plus 25.5. They're playing at Iowa State. Their record's not good, but they've been very competitive in the conference. And then one last one for you. I took Oregon plus 3.5 playing at Nebraska tonight. Another game that I feel I have a better team in Oregon. I made the game pick.
I love that you also brought up earlier, Kenny, that you handicap college baseball, which I know is actually starting to get a little bit more popular in the betting markets here. But much like college and the women's side, what are you finding when it comes to the numbers when betting college baseball? A little more variance, right? A little different, but are there some really off numbers? And can that market actually, can you take advantage of that market, you think?
Yeah, I think it's a very good market, Joe. And I'm ecstatic this year is the first year that they put up college baseball on the betting screens. More people are now actually taking bets on college baseball. Our group, we were very, very surprised. After betting on Friday, there were still, once we got our supply, what we needed for our group, there were still numbers out there that we could have hit. We decided to hold off and just wait, but it was nice. The market is right now the biggest it's ever been in college baseball.
Right. Now, so that could either be a great thing or a terrible thing, depending on how the public gets involved in this. But obviously, Tennessee is your favorite once again, but it seems like it's the same old, right? It's going to be Tennessee. It's going to be LSU. It's going to be Florida, right? Are there any dark horses this year, Kenny, that might run the table here?
That's a good question, Joe. There are some dark horses, yeah. Duke is a team who's got a really good pitching staff and a lot of good players back out of the ACC. I think they're going to be very good, but Texas A&M is absolutely loaded. I think they're the best team in the country. They were in the College World Series last year. Their coach, Jim Schlossnagel, left them for the Longhorns, their biggest rival, and no one left. A&M, they all stood still there as an Aggie, and they're all returning. I think they get back to the College World Series. Once again, there's a pretty decent price on them. Mississippi State's another sneaky one, about 40-50-1. I think they got a good chance to get to the college.
Kenny White.
Oklahoma State is loaded.
Don't even.
of its own. Do it, Kenny. Don't you ruin my dreams. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Neri. We looked around out this hour together, and now would be a good time with the NBA back to check in, of course, with our good friends Joe Madden and Tom Vecchio for a little Sports Millions Pick'em. What do you got going on, guys?
Now, happy Wednesday, everyone. It's time to jump into our Sports Millions Pick'ems. Now, Tom, we had a great day yesterday, both of us being able to hit on our players that we were looking at. You had a lower, I had a higher, both of them coming in nicely. And you've been on fire this week. You've been able to get both of yours. Where are you going to go today? Because we're turning to the NBA. The NBA finally back, the Lakers versus the Hornets.
Yeah, NBA is back in action for the second half of the season. Only one game tonight. We have full NBA moving forward after this. Like you said, Hornets versus the Lakers tonight. Let's go to LaMelo Ball. Lower than 3.5 made three-pointers. First game back, I expect, you know, these teams not only today but tomorrow to come out a little bit slow in terms of their offense. The Lakers, for as up and down as they are on defense, they're actually pretty solid against three-pointers. They're only allowing 13.3 made three-pointers from their opponents per game. That's the 11th best in the league. LaMelo, he's having his worst year from three-point range. He's shooting just over 33%. So again, the points could come there from him. I just don't expect them to be a ton from downtown. And again, first game after the All-Star break, a few teams coming out a little bit slow. Wouldn't be too surprised overall. What do you got?
Yeah, I like where you're going there. I definitely think against his defense, he will struggle to get those threes up on the board. Now, when I look at this matchup, I look at that slower pace the Hornets can play at, and I do think we are going to see a lower scoring one, like you said, but I am looking at Austin Reeves here. Now, Austin Reeves, he has a player point total 21.5, and I got to take it to the higher, even though when he faces the Hornets, he normally averages under this, hitting at 17. They did face up back in January, and the Lakers were able to get that win. In that game, Anthony Davis was still with the LA Lakers, and we saw him absolutely go off. He had 42 points and 23 rebounds and 2 assists out there, leaving Austin Reeves with limited time on the court, only able to put up 17 points. So when we look at him here, Luka, I think he's going to be on limited minutes again. LeBron James is questionable in this matchup, and it's going to have to be Austin Reeves that has to step up. He's stronger at getting his threes on the board at home, and I do think he went 2 of 8 in Charlotte. I think in this one, he will hit them nicer at home. I'm going to take a chance on Austin Reeves higher than 21.5 points. He has to come out of the All-Star break on fire here. The Lakers have to make a push. He is their best chance tonight in this matchup, Tom.
Yeah, with Anthony Davis now gone, there's a lot of opportunity on the Lakers offense, Luka getting fully involved. We will certainly see that develop not only tonight, but obviously as the weeks go on, NBA rolling through the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week here. So make sure you guys come back and join us for more Sports Million Pick'ems tomorrow.
All right, we appreciate it, Joe. Thanks so much. But don't forget, plenty of action still available with the Sports Millions Blitz'em.
Enjoy Sports Millions Pick'ems, but hate making the picks yourself? Well, Sports Millions has you covered. Head on over and play Sports Millions Blitz'em right now and let the computer do the work. Go to sportsmillions.com/blitz'em to be able to win big prizes without having to make a single pick yourself. That's sportsmillions.com/blitz'em.
All right, appreciate it. As we get ready to wrap up this first hour together, much to get to. Still to come, including a loaded slate in college hoops here tonight. Some top 25 teams in action, including the number one team in the country, the Auburn Tigers. But we've got Kentucky getting ready to do battle against Vandy, who already beat them earlier this year on their own home court. But Kentucky gets them at Rupp Arena. Can Kentucky lay in five, down a couple of starters? Can they avenge that earlier loss last month to Vandy? Starting to see some Vanderbilt money coming in. Also starting to see plenty of over money coming in the marketplace as well. So we've got some great games, some great action here tonight. Plus one NBA game on the card getting ready with LeBron and Luka. Boy, that gets a little weird, doesn't it, saying that? LeBron and Luka. And the Lakers, that's a lot of L's, getting ready to take the court here tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. We'll talk about that game. Plus, PGA Tour still in full effect here this week at the Mexico Open. We got so much to break down for you. And a couple of games getting ready to start the second half already. So there is absolutely no reason for you to go anywhere except right here. Come back and join us. Game Time Decisions on the Grid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.